from KQED.
Over the last 5 years, California courts have been hit hard by state budget cuts. The new state budget restores some funding, but more than 50 courts have already closed, and those still open are delivering slower service and charging higher fees. As Chris Richard reports, the cuts have hit particularly hard in far-flung communities, like Blythe, which sits on the border with Arizona.
It's a typical busy morning in Judge Sarah Christian's courtroom.
Remain seated. Come to order. Court is now in session.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Your
Honor. Christian is the Blythe Court's only judge. She oversees all of the civil and criminal cases for this farm town of 20,000 people. Blythe is about 3 hours from Riverside and about as far east as you can get in California.
Well, I'll make a note and receive that part of his probation has been satisfied.
Blythe is in Riverside County, which has been struggling with severe budget cuts and has already closed two courts. To minimize reductions in the more populated areas, officials may close the Blythe Courthouse. If they do, residents will have to drive 100 miles to see a judge.
It's going to be a burden.
Stephen Moyers stopped by the Blythe Courthouse recently to submit proof that he's met the conditions of his probation. He says if he had to handle transactions like that before the next nearest judge in Indio, his 3-minute court appearance might easily mean missing half a day of work or more.
There's a lot of people that are upset over it. Financially, they're not going to be able to do it.
It's not just the inconvenience. Blythe City Manager David Lane worries about residents who might not have a car capable of withstanding the desert's 110-degree heat on the trek to Indio. The median family income here is well below average for California. Lane says closing the court would also affect city government. Currently, police officers can work the streets no more than 5 or 6 minutes from the courthouse until they're called to testify in trials.
If we now have to conduct all our business in Indio, and now we're talking, of course, 200 miles round trip, the cops can't be on patrol here. Do we have enough money to hire 2 or 3 or 10 more cops for a backfill? The answer is no. As we sit here, I'm not sure what we would do.
Ready, begin.
The Blythe Rotary Club always opens its weekly meetings with the Pledge of Allegiance. City Councilman Wayne Cusick says the people here take that pledge to heart. And closing a courthouse is contrary to their community values.
Coming to Blythe is like stepping back in time. And you have time to think about some of the grander things in life, like liberty and freedom, and how you want to go about it.
Rotary members have gathered 300 signatures on a petition to state and local officials, arguing that the court is essential to their community. It's not just Blythe. Judicial districts throughout the state are also facing cutbacks and closures. Los Angeles County just announced plans to lay off 500 court employees.
There is just a period of time now where we can't offer the services we always offered, but we have to be able to offer at least a minimum.
Ronald Roby is a state appellate court justice and chairman of a statewide commission on access to the courts. He is advising the state judicial council in setting such a minimum standard.
Liberty and justice for all is only there when we have the courts. The courts and the rule of law are what makes America different from everywhere else in the world.
State lawmakers were able to restore some money for the courts in the budget they just sent to the governor, $60 million to be divvied up among all the counties. As for the Blythe Courthouse, Riverside County officials hope to make a decision about whether they can keep it open by the end of the month. For the California Report, I'm Chris Richard in Blythe.